Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota. It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mitch Faulkner. And welcome to the history of R&B music in Minnesota. As with the culture of Minnesota in general, the state's music scene centers on the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And most of the Minnesotan artists who have become nationally popular either came from this area or debuted here. Minneapolis has produced a number of famous popular music and folk music performers, such as Bob Dylan, who was born in Duluth. He grew up in Hibbing and began his musical career in the Minneapolis area. And Prince.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
That's it. Hold on.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
The Minneapolis sound is a hybrid mixture of funk, rock, pop, R&B, and new wave that was pioneered by Prince in the late 1970s. The word Prince is a French word, which means in general a term for a monarch. Prince Rogers Nelson was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to John L. Nelson and Patty Shaw. He was named after his father, whose stage name was Prince Rogers, and who performed with a jazz group called the Prince Rogers Trio. Prince's parents gradually became estranged, and when Prince was 10, he had a troubled relationship with his stepfather that resulted in him going to live briefly with his biological father. Then his father expelled him after finding him in bed with a female friend. Later, he settled in with a neighborhood family, the Andersons, befriending their son, Andre Anderson, later called Andre Simone. Prince and Anderson joined Prince's cousin, Charles Smith, in a band called Grand Central that they formed during high school. And in 1976, Prince started to work on a demo tape with producer Chris Moon in a Minneapolis studio. Prince released his first major label album, For You, on April 17, 1978. The majority of For You was written and performed by Prince, except for this song, It's Soft and Wet.
I'm here.
Are You was recorded without a band. Prince reportedly played all 27 instruments on the album. This was the first of Prince's albums containing the now ubiquitous legend, produced, arranged, composed, and performed by Prince. In October of 1979, Prince released his self-titled album, Prince, which contained two R&B hits, Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad and I Wanna Be Your Lover. critical acclaim with his 1980 release of his third album, Dirty Mind. Again, entirely self-produced and released using the demos of the songs. Dirty Mind is particularly notable for sexually explicit material. Another Minneapolis group that achieved some popularity during the year of 1980 was Lips, Inc. The group released their debut album, Mouth to Mouth. The hit from this album, Funky Town, spent 4 weeks at number one. In 1981, Prince formed a side project, a band called The Time. Prince was able to do this thanks to a clause in his contract with Warner Brothers that allowed him to recruit and produce other artists for the label. The Time featured Jelly Bean Johnson on drums, Jimmy Jam and Monty Moore on keyboards, and Terry Lewis on bass, Jesse Johnson on guitar, and a lead singer and childhood friend named Morris Day. With Jerome Benton, who was a promoter drawn from another local band called Enterprise, who became Day's comic foil. The Time scored big with these hits, Get It Up and Cool.
Make it happen, oh. It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
This is Mitch Faulkner, and you're listening to the history of R&B music in Minnesota. Coming up, more from the Time and Minneapolis's girl groups.
The history of R&B in Minnesota will be right back.
Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.